The Sieg hovered until he was almost close enough to reach out and touch her, then whisked away down the remnant of path. There she hovered, smiling and beckoning. Her hair tumbled over her shoulders, sometimes concealing her tiny breasts, sometimes fluttering upward in the breeze of her wings to reveal them. The second time he drew close, Tim called out, but low, afraid if he hailed her in a voice too loud, it might burst her tiny eardrums. "Where is the Covenant Man?" Another silvery tinkle of laughter was her reply. She barrel-rolled twice, knees drawn all the way up to the hollows of her shoulders, then was off, pausing only to look back and make sure Tim was following before darting onward. So it was that she led the captivated boy deeper and deeper into the endless forest. Tim didn't notice when the poor remnant of path disappeared, and his course took him between tall ironwood trees that had been seen by the eyes of only a few men, and that long ago. Nor did he notice when the grave, sweet-sour smell of the ironwoods was replaced by the far less pleasant aroma of stagnant water and rotting vegetation. The ironwood trees had fallen away. There would be more up ahead, countless leagues of them, but not here. Tim had come to the edge of the great swamp known as the Fagonard. The Sieg, once more flashing her teasing smile, flew on. Now her glow was reflected up at her from murky water. Something, not a fish, broke the scummy surface, stared at the airy interloper with a glabrous eye, and slid back below the surface. Tim didn't notice. What he saw was the tussock above which she was now hovering. It would be a long stride, but there was no question of not going. She was waiting. He jumped just to be safe, and still barely made it. That green glow was deceptive, making things look closer than they actually were. He tottered, pinwheeling his arms. The Sieg made things worse. Unintentionally, Tim was sure she was just playing, by spinning rapid circles around his head, blinding him with her aura and filling his ears with the bells of her laughter. The issue was in doubt, and he never saw the scaly head that surfaced behind him, the protruding eyes, or the yawning jaws filled with triangular teeth. But Tim was young and agile. He caught his balance and was soon standing on top of the tussock. "What's thy name?" he asked the glowing sprite, who was now hovering just beyond the tussock. He wasn't sure, in spite of her tinkling laughter, that she could speak, or that she would respond in either the low speech or the high if she could. But she answered, and Tim thought it was the loveliest name he had ever heard, a perfect match for her ethereal beauty. "Armanita," she called, and then was off again, laughing and looking flirtatiously back at him.